We are commercial free up until 8 o'clock here on your home of the Rangers. And in case you had not heard, also the Dallas Cowboys.
No way.
Sean Treve and RJ Choppy. No Bobby Belt for about a week. We got Peyton and Rai in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And you are going to take over the light lifting of Bobby as Cowboys insider.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Below the belt. I saw this roster ranking because we have talked about the Cowboys offseason, obviously ad nauseum, and what they've done or what they haven't done, and the losing of X amount of starters from last year and depth guys. So surely that would mean the roster is quite poor. This is from three NFL analysts on ESPN. Seth Walter, who's like their main analytics guy. Aaron Schatz, who was the Football Outsiders guy who came over to ESPN. And then Mike Clay, who's been a longtime insider for ESPN. They would rank every NFL lineup, and they combine their rankings to come up with their final list of the best and worst rosters. Talent, age, production of the players were all factored in. Clay detailed the strongest and weakest units for all 32 teams. Walter picked out X-Factors, and Schatz found non-starters who could make big contributions. So, where would this Cowboys roster rank in the National Football League? Last year, they were generally top three or four.
Definitely top 10. I would say, probably like top seven.
Okay. Let's go through it. Number one, San Fran. I don't think many people will argue with this one.
No.
It's a really good roster. And they got to win something sooner or later, but it's a really good roster. This one kind of surprised me.
They at least win NFC championships.
They do at least win NFC championships. They get there, too. Number two, Kansas City. Did we think that was a great roster? Because we just seemed to say Mahomes just dragged 51 other, two other guys there.
Right. Had some nice young defensive players.
Yeah.
Offensively, we all, of course, make fun of their wide receivers. I am surprised that they're up there that much.
Yeah, I am too. This does not seem like something that I would have put them up there.
But biggest again, their defense carried them for a lot of last season.
It did. Biggest strength, obviously, they have is the quarterback. Biggest weakness is offensive tackle. And the X factor is wide receivers, Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. Okay. Number three, another team that most people generally just assume they've got a great roster, Baltimore.
Yes.
Eric
DaCosta, my guy, taking over for Ozzie Newsome, Harbaugh. They're just solid.
And their biggest strength, they say, is safety. Okay, there you go.
Well, we saw what Hamilton did.
That's true.
At points in times last year, putting up a highlight reel. Jordan Hamilton, the Longhorn. Am I messing up his name?
Kyle Hamilton.
Kyle Hamilton.
He was the Notre Dame kid.
I said Jordan Hamilton, Texas basketball player.
Yeah. Number four. The Jets.
Bobby lost his mind over this yesterday.
He did not understand this at all.
Yeah. It's not crazy to me.
I don't think it's nuts. I mean, I think most people had them as a title, not contender, but at least somebody that could. A lot of people put them to win the NFC, AFC East last year.
Haters, you ain't popping.
Look.
And threatened for a playoff spot.
It's not crazy. Bobby just has this Aaron Rodgers hatred that he can't see through. Breece Hall, people love him when he's not injured. Garrett Wilson is a legit one. Now, Bobby's point was the offensive line was horrific. Let's see how good Tyron is.
Yeah, he's the X factor. They have him listed as the X factor here for this team.
Yeah. Quinnen Williams, one of the best defensive tackles in the league. They got Hassan Reddick. They still have C.J. Mosley. Sauce is a legit one. They got a good roster. I have no problems with this.
Their biggest strength is corner. That's a position of value. Their biggest weakness is safety. That's not the worst place to be weak in. You don't want to be terrible at safety because you're the last line of defense, but you'd rather be weak at safety than corner. Their X-Factor's left tackle. And then they got Solomon Thomas.
And they've tried to go all in for Rodgers final couple years.
Yep, Thomas, Kinlaw, Quinnen Williams. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Okay, that's a decent roster. Number five... I think it's another one that most people think is a tremendous roster and a title contender, and that's Detroit. I think they're a better roster than the Jets. But their strength is O-line. Their weakness is safety. The X-Factor's corner. But that's a really, really good team. And they're going all in. They're going all in. At number six.
The
Dallas Cowboys. Oh, you already named Detroit, yeah.
I already named Detroit. Cowboys come in with the sixth best roster. Biggest strength, edge. One of the top defenders, Mike, has led the position in pass rush win rate each of the past three seasons. The team as a whole is first in pass rush wins and fifth in sacks since 2021 in the league. Tank is 32, but hasn't lost a step, posted one of the top tackle rates and pass rush win rates among edge rushers last season. Sam Williams, solid depth.
Would you have thought of that as their strongest group? I would not have, because now, again, I know we all underrate Tank's run defense, but I remember going through their sack numbers and making fun of it.
Yeah. They get wins. They don't get to the quarterback. They don't finish them necessarily. I think they're strong. I mean, corner's really strong for them. I mean, you've got Diggs and Bland.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty solid 1-2. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they had Gilmore last year as well. Like, that's a really good 1-2-3.
Let me look at these sack numbers just to make sure that my chuckling was justified. Last year, Mike, of course, led the way with 14. And then Dorrance Armstrong had 7.5. Sam Williams had 4.5. Tank had 4. Fowler had 4. Hmm. Odigizua had 3.
Yeah. Bobby thinks quarterback is the strongest position group.
except for Cooper Rush and Trey
except
Lance.
Except for Cooper. biggest weakness, running back.
Yeah.
The write-up, this wasn't a tough choice for a pretty good Dallas roster that had very clearly decided to deprioritize this position. Out is Pollard, and in is the soon-to-be 29-year-old Zeke. As the lead back, he's a franchise legend, but he's no more than the football equivalent of an innings eater at this point. That was further evidenced last year in New England when he posted his fourth straight season with a below average yards per carry and yards after the catch marks. Additionally, not much to get excited about behind him.
Yeah, hard to argue with that.
X factor.
And I'm looking like I'm going to lose my bet of starting running back game one and the most carries. Yeah, good thing I didn't shake any of you guys with the money on KMC Crosstalk.
No shake.
Loved it.
X-Factor, rookie O-lineman Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe, assuming they start, they'll play a critical role, and it's a bit of a scary proposition for a team with Super Bowl aspirations. Most rookie O-linemen, even first-round picks, are a little below average in year one. Dallas needs its picks to overcome the odds. And the non-starter to know is someone that we really liked last year in camp, and he got hurt in camp, and that's DeMarvian Overshown.
Yeah, baby. Only Longhorn I like, including the two we work with.
That's right. The third-round pick didn't see the field, torn ACL, patient linebacker, elite speed, strong awareness and coverage. He was an ex-safety. Don't be surprised if he's getting snaps ahead of Damone Clark by midseason. So,
Bobby did text quarterbacks the strongest group. Were you reading his text?
I said Bobby would say. Give the Cowboys sixth. Seventh is Cincinnati. Eight is Houston. Nine is Buffalo.
Yeah.
10 is Philadelphia.
You think a lot of people would be surprised with them being top six?
I think the way we look and talk about the offseason, we talk about the offseason as if this team is completely tore it up and has no hope. I think the reality is that people are confusing the fact that we didn't get better.
Yeah.
By saying we got worse.
Right.
I don't know the team got necessarily any worse. I don't think we got any better. And
for
some people.
We seem to lose some depth pieces.
Yes.
Just look across the way at Dan Quinn taking everybody.
Yeah. I do think this team is a house of cards.
Yeah.
Right. I do think they're far more resembling a house of cards than ever before. Their starters are really good. It's the backups you got to worry about.
Look, there's nothing poor or bad about their roster. They're just not good enough. That's the frustration.
Right.
It's kind of like our radio show with the ratings over the years. Like coming in at 5 or 6, like, yeah, it's good for the whole city, but it's like not good enough. And then you get the numbers because of YouTube and Twitch and all the Tolos and the Odyssey app right now, and you hit that, but like fifth place, It's just not, it's not good enough. You're not there. And the Cowboys are like in fourth or fifth place in the radio ratings. It's not enough. That's the frustration. And not doing anything to make a move to get there is what pisses people off. Justifiably so, in my opinion.
Yeah. Look, I could see that. I mean, you have an expectation. You're chasing this title. You've got a win now quarterback, a win now roster. Why would you not choose to get better?
Yeah, they're living comfortably in a marriage. Like, they're like, yeah, there's like nothing exhilarating about my marriage. There's nothing. Yeah. No, I'm not talking about myself. There's nothing that awesome about it. Like, we're just going through the motions. We're fine. You want to live fine? Live fine. Cowboy fans don't want to live fine. It's like, yo, man, I want the next tier.
Right.
I want to move on up.
Yep. Now, again, though, they'll be a fine team. They'll be okay. I still think they're going to win 12 games. They don't have to be better than last year. They got to just be better than all the teams this year, right? That old cliche. But, I mean, we've seen this team not be able to be better than anybody over the last 25, 30 years. So why would I think any difference is going to happen this year?
Right.
So is the offseason, are they necessarily worse? No, but by not getting better, I think they got worse. Like, in the perception and in the eyes of many. So that is the top 10 of the roster rankings in the NFL. They have Miami at 11. I think Miami's a little low. I think Miami's roster is really, really good. I don't know many teams that have a better wide receiver running back combo. They got two great running backs and then two tremendous wide receivers. They have so much speed. So much. I mean, like they really need Josh Allen's arm with that speed.
Yeah. I was looking at the Cowboys team sack numbers just to see if those added up to higher than I thought. No, they were 13th in the league in sacks. So ESPN giving edge rush to them as the number one strength.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would definitely pick over it. You said corner.
I like the corners. I mean, they got to figure out what they're going to do, you know, beyond. Of course, obviously, with Diggs' injury, how he comes back, you know, that's still the unknown. We've seen players come back from an ACL and have no problems at all. And then Michael Gallup exists. So,
yeah, because it's hard to argue where they improved. You're going to improve at corner with Diggs coming back, but you would probably think you're worse at left tackle. You could be worse at center.
Mm-hmm.
And you're worse probably at running back. So when you count up the negatives compared to the positives, yeah, an angry offseason in DFW.
Yes, it is. Speaking of off-season, and some off-season grades.
Yeah.
This is from Seth Walter, who did this.
You like him.
I do like him. I think he's really tremendous. He does a lot of the analytics stuff, but I think he's pretty sharp. I think he's an idiot. no, I'm just kidding. The top grade in the offseason in the NFL, he gives to the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not surprising.
Howie!
Our analytics guy, give that to an analytics guy as the GM. The move he disliked the most was Saquon. The move that he liked was Hassan Reddick for edge rusher Bryce Huff. And they got a third-round pick. So he loved that one. He gives the Cowboys a D-plus for the offseason.
Woo!
The biggest move was not signing its stars. The move he liked was spending two of their first three picks on the offensive line. And the move he disliked was not signing Dak to an extension. Their most notable offseason move was not signing any of those three. The last is the most problematic, which was Dak. Prescott cannot be franchise tagged, which means that they do not sign into a new deal. He enters as a true free agent. If they're having second thoughts based on how his season ended, it shouldn't. He finished second in QBR, an MVP candidate to the end. They're fortunate to have a franchise quarterback and should not risk losing him. Waiting to sign Lamb has cost them money. While impossible to know the nature of the negotiations, the fact they waited until 2024 and after Jefferson signed $35 million a year raised his price too. They let Tyron walk to the Jets for cheap, just $6.5 million guaranteed. Now they have other players that can play tackle, Terrence Steele, Adoga, Tyler Smith, and Tyler Guyton. Tyron is coming off a strong season and could have been an asset for a team with Super Bowl aspirations. And with such a strong core, They are a Super Bowl contender sitting pat in free agency. Their biggest moves were Jordan Lewis and Eric Kendricks and Zeke. Each getting less than $3 million fully guaranteed doesn't feel ideal. The team's going to have to eventually pay those stars. That will take resources. Yikes.
D plus.
I mean, they are sandwiched between the Raiders and the Vikings. And I don't want to be near the Raiders and the Vikings in any list. Literally any list.
RJ Choppy taking over the Cowboy Knowledge with Bobby Bell out for about a week.